I'm Rosalind Bragg, Director of Maternity Action, and I'm talking with Project Officer Raya Feldman about our briefing on charging pregnant migrant women for NHS care and the impact of the 2014 Immigration Act. Raya, we know that vulnerable migrant women are often deterred from accessing maternity care because of NHS charging, and some are wrongly denied care. What are the existing rules on charging for NHS care?
Well, you have to be ordinarily resident in the UK to be eligible for free NHS hospital care, or to fit within certain exemptions. Anyone else can be charged, including for maternity care. Ordinarily resident means that you have the right to live here, and you can show that you're currently settled in the UK. Some migrants, for example, refugees and asylum seekers, and most EU citizens don't have to pay, but undocumented migrants are chargeable. This includes women who've overstayed their visas and most women whose asylum claim has been refused. These women aren't allowed to work or to get benefits, and they're often in very difficult situations. They're also at high risk of poor health outcomes from their pregnancies.
Do the charges apply to all NHS care?
No. Treatment provided in accident and emergency departments is free for everyone, and so is treatment for serious infectious diseases like TB and HIV. Also, GPs have discretion to register and treat anyone they choose, whatever their immigration status.
What about maternity care?
Maternity care has a special status. All maternity care, from first booking right up to the postnatal check, is classed as immediately necessary. This means that NHS trusts mustn't delay or refuse treatment for any reason, and no woman can be denied maternity care at any time during her pregnancy or postnatally. But even though maternity care must be provided, women who are chargeable will be billed for whatever care they receive, even if they clearly can't pay. NHS hospital trusts have to inform the Home Office if anyone has a debt to the NHS of £1,000 or more, and this may be taken into account if the person later applies for another visa or for indefinite leave to remain. This could make it very difficult for poor migrant women to regularise their immigration status in the future.
How does charging affect maternity care for migrant women?
It affects maternity care in a number of ways. For example, many migrant women already face delays in booking for maternity care because of difficulties registering with GPs or not understanding how the NHS works. Also, the rules for charging are complex and confusing, and trusts often implement them wrongly. So charging is a further barrier to women booking early and getting regular antenatal care. Another issue is that some migrant women have very low incomes or no income at all. They may book late or avoid attending antenatal appointments because they're afraid they'll be charged. But we know that lack of antenatal care and late booking are linked to higher maternal mortality among high-risk migrant women. And again, when women don't present for maternity care early in pregnancy, it's hard for midwives to build trusting relationships with them, so they're less likely to learn about any trauma or abuse which the women have experienced, and it becomes much more difficult to make special provision for them.
Will charging for maternity care save the NHS money?
We don't think so. There's been no research on the costs to the NHS of women deterred from care as a result of charging, and we think it very likely that charging actually increases the costs to the NHS rather than saving it money. For example, undetected or untreated health conditions in pregnancy can lead to complex and expensive interventions later on if they're not identified during antenatal care. Routine antenatal HIV testing, for instance, can save around £300,000, which is estimated to be the lifetime cost of treatment for a child born with HIV.
Why won't the government exempt maternity care from charging?
The government claims that there's a significant problem of women travelling to the UK to get NHS maternity care without paying for it. They call this maternity health tourism. But their evidence for health tourism is weak, and their own research acknowledges that little data is available on this. The government's accepted that several European countries don't charge for maternity care. France, Sweden, Spain and Italy and several other EU countries all provide free maternity care to undocumented migrants. If maternity care is free for undocumented migrants in other EU countries, it's unlikely that such women would come to the UK just to give birth in the NHS and risk having to pay.
Does the new Immigration Act improve the situation?
Unfortunately not. The Act allows the government to extend charging to primary care and to accident and emergency services, and it does nothing to address the issues we've already raised about charging. Most women access maternity care via a GP, and charging for primary care will create further barriers for vulnerable migrant women.
What is Maternity Action calling for?
Maternity Action wants to see the highest quality maternity care for all women. We are calling for all pregnant women living in the UK to be exempt from NHS charges, including maternity care, primary care, and accident and emergency services.
For more information about charging for NHS maternity care, see the briefing in the policy section of our website at www.maternityaction.org.uk. We also have an information sheet for women affected by charging, which is available free of charge from the advice section of our website. We rely on your support to continue our work with vulnerable migrant women. Please donate now by texting MAMA13 £10 to 70070.